This is Radio Boston. I'm Asma Khalid. We'll begin with news today that directly affects nearly 5,000 Haitians living in Massachusetts and almost 60,000 Haitians across the country. The Trump administration announced last night that temporary protected status, also known as TPS, for Haitians in the United States will expire on July 22, 2019. The program has allowed eligible Haitians to live and work legally in the U.S. because of unsafe conditions in their home country. Senior administration officials say that conditions on the ground in Haiti have improved significantly since the 2010 earthquake that prompted the country's TPS status. WBUR reporter Shannon Dooling joins us now to talk about what this decision could mean here in Massachusetts. Hi, Shannon.
Hey, Asma.
So, Shannon, it seems like this was expected, right? To some degree, we knew that an announcement about the future of TPS for Haitians and specifically was coming. But does the government's actual decision come as a surprise to you?
Well, sort of yes and no. I mean, there's been this sort of foreshadowing from the Trump administration when it comes to TPS, which is, of course, designed to be a temporary status. A few weeks ago, the administration announced the end of TPS for Nicaragua and Honduras, and sort of following suit with the president's broader immigration platform, right? He said he wants to crack down and reevaluate programs like TPS. So we have been expecting this decision. Back in May, the program for Haiti was extended until January 22nd, 2018, right? Okay. And so we've had that date in mind, and many of the Haitians in the community that I've spoken with have been focused on that January 22nd date. And so here we are about 60 days out from January 22nd, and Haitians with TPS are being told the program is over, but you don't need to leave in January. And so this is where I heard some advocates and some community members almost sounding relieved, right? Because they've had this January date in mind. Now the government says, we'll give you an extra 18 months to sort of get your affairs in order. Now you have until July 22nd, 2019. So maybe that means exploring other immigration statuses available to them. Maybe for some people, they may need to figure out if they even have a home to go back to in Haiti.
Back in Haiti. Oh, wow. So it sounds like there's sort of mixed emotions, right? Because people feel slightly relieved. You're saying that there is this slight sort of additional window. I know that you've been reporting on TPS and also speaking with people who are living here in Massachusetts with this temporary status. Can you give me a sense of who's going to be affected by this decision?
Yeah, yeah. So Greater Boston is actually home to the nation's third largest Haitian diaspora. So this is a really vibrant, really large community here. There are around 40,000 Haitians living in Massachusetts. Of those, almost 5,000 are here legally with TPS. And you have to keep in mind that some of these people are here with this temporary status, but they've been here for years. They've had U.S. citizen children here. They own homes, some of them. They have work authorization. They pay taxes. So there are going to be some really difficult decisions coming for some of these families where you find different family members with different immigration statuses under the same household. I mean, do they separate the family? Do they all move back to Haiti? I mean, these are things that they're going to have to be thinking about. Another factor we should mention is the huge importance of immigrants, especially Haitians here with TPS, in our labor force, and specifically in healthcare. Senator, State Senator Linda Dorsey-Nefori, who herself is the daughter of Haitian immigrants, is expecting the state's healthcare sector to take a hit from this decision.
There's going to be an impact when we look at the healthcare sector, when we look at home health aides, when we look at those that are working in hospitals. A lot of them have TPS.
Shannon, that's so interesting. You know, over on the Biz Tech team, we've actually specifically looked at the home healthcare aid sector, and that's expected to be the largest growth industry in the Massachusetts economy.
Exactly.
And so here you are talking about
the numbers are staggering.
Yeah. Just a population that really works there extensively, right? So that can really also take a toll on the economy. So what is next? I mean, is there an appeals process or even a possibility that the deadline date could be extended again?
Well, there's no sort of individual appeal for Haitians to pursue. This is federal immigration policy. So the states have little influence over remedies. So any pathway to sort of permanent residency or citizenship for Haitian TPS recipients has to come from Congress. And yeah, and in fact, Acting Homeland Security Secretary Elaine Duke is supportive of Congress stepping in to take this action. Our own Massachusetts Congressman Michael Capuano believes our state's delegation can maybe lead on this issue.
but we will do everything we can, and we'll do it as hard as we can. And in the past, we have had some formulas for success in different areas. The Massachusetts delegation is pretty good at what we do. Nonetheless, we are clearly struggling uphill.
So, Shin, I understand what you're saying about a possible federal remedy. Mm-hmm. But I also am a little confused sort of as to what happens to people. You said there's no individual remedy in any way, but mm-hmm. these folks could potentially transition, you were saying, into some other legal status. And how would that happen?
Right, right. So just because someone has a TPS status right now uh-huh. does not mean that they are, specifically eligible for a certain additional immigration status. Having TPS doesn't enable you to get
a green card.
Right, exactly. Yeah. It doesn't make you any more likely to get a green card or a visa. But because so many of these people have been living in the country for so long, the chances are maybe they have, maybe they've married a U.S. citizen by now. Maybe their child is of a certain age and is eligible to sponsor them to become a citizen or a green card holder. So there might be some of those remedies available to folks, and immigration advocates say they'll be working with the community to explore some of these options. But as of July 22nd, 2019, TPS status for Haitians will no longer exist.
All right. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Asma.
That's WBUR's Shannon Dooling.